Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help, Donna?
Yes, hi. My name is Dorothy Linton, and I see on my account that some rare health plan. I did not order that. For $49, I did not order that.
All right, well, I'd be happy to try and locate any information for you, see what's going on. What is your name again and your zip code?
Dorothy Linton, Linton, 94539.
Ms. Linton, I think I found some information here for you just to be certain. Can I ask for your street address as well?
2681 Disco Road, apartment C109, Fremont, California, 94539.
I appreciate your patience. This has brought up an online customer support survey was completed and a sweepstakes enrollment for a smart TV. That was filled out, which led to our Bites Hub meal planning application being enrolled into. That would have been sent to you.
Only thing I wanted was the TV. I didn't enroll in nothing else. I'm sorry.
I understand. And in the sweepstakes terms, we're explaining that the qualifying enrollment into that random name drawing is provided from our Bites Hub. It provides great recipe guides that'll cut out sugar and carb cravings and provide great meal plans for you to follow. If you had any interest to remain in the sweepstakes, we'll offer a discount per month, take off $20.
No, I don't want anything. I just want my $49 back. I'll put it back on my account and my card account, please.
Due to the terms provided for the sweepstakes enrollment that did explain the billing and the enrollment and the entry, we are not able to process any type of refund, but I do have the service canceled for you, and that's effective immediately today. It does prevent all future billing.
Now say it again.
We aren't going to be able to refund due to the terms provided, but I have the account canceled, and I can provide a confirmation number if you need it.
Oh, so you're going to cancel the account, but you can't give me my money back.
No, ma'am, I'm sorry, but there were terms and conditions on the order form that did explain the enrollment and the billing.
I did not get an order form. I did not get an order form. I'm sorry.
Ma'am,
where did the order form come from? In the mail or where?
It is the entry form when you filled out the sweepstakes enrollment for the smart TV and entered in your name, your email, your shipping and billing address, your phone number, and your payment information. That's where the sweepstakes terms are provided. That's what I'm speaking.
But why is it, but for the TV, it wasn't but a dollar. So what high $49 get on me?
The terms explained, if you proceed with your sweepstakes enrollment, that it's a random name drawing completed the first week of every month from all qualified entries. These entries are pulled from the subscription.
I didn't see none of that. I'm sorry. So
I'm sorry.
Can I talk to your manager, please?
We all follow the same protocol with the terms being provided, ma'am. All we're able to do is to cancel.
Cancel. You don't cancel, but you still got my $49, right?
Right. We can prevent future billings. We cannot assist with the current charge. I would like to provide a cancellation confirmation number to keep in your record.
Wait a minute. What do you mean future balance? What is that?
I said I have the account canceled, so we cannot bill you anything else because this meal plan, the Bites Hub, it's monthly. That's what I was offering the discount towards. You've mentioned you did not want to continue, so I canceled.
I'm telling you that I didn't order anything about no rare health plan, only the TV. That was it.
I understand.
If I would have known all of this was going on, I wouldn't have even put my name down on this stuff. I'm going to call my bank and see if, since I see all this stuff can be situated, because I did not sign anything, nothing but for that TV. That was it. I didn't sign nothing but no rare health plan. And then now you're going to tell me, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm listening.
Okay, now you're going to tell me I can't get my money back, even though I didn't sign for this.
You have explained. You completed the sweepstakes.
My name, address, and telephone number in my credit card.
You have explained. You completed.
This ain't nothing but a fraud, see, because you guys didn't say nothing about me paying for no health plan for no $49. Only thing I seen was a dollar for the TV. And then you're gonna add something on to me. Then you're gonna add something on to me saying that it was my fault that I ordered it, right?
There were terms on the order form, and you have explained you filled out the sweepstakes, and this all was explained.
I didn't see. Wait a minute. What is your name?
My name is Ashley.
Can you spell that, please? First and last name?
My first name is Ashley. I do have a station ID.
Ashley. And last name?
So I'm going to share with you my station ID. This number is 49261.
Because this is not right. I bet you guys duped everybody with this mess. Because it don't make no darn sense just taking money out of people's account. And only thing we thinking, we're going to get a TV. And I should have known any better anyway. I'm going to get a TV for a dollar. That to me, I am stupid for that. But I still didn't see anything but no $49 but no real health plan. I didn't see that. All right. So what did you say that you're gonna cancel this, but I'm still going to get my money back?
I have the account canceled, ma'am. Unfortunately, we cannot submit any type of refund. I've double checked.